Yesterday was the fifth day of the Israel-Hamas truce. 12 hostages were released by Hamas after 53 days in captivity. Among those released yesterday was 84-year-old Ditza Haman, the stepmother and grandmother of a family right here in Ardmore, just over the city line. That family had a chance to talk with Ditza briefly yesterday, and joining us now is Ditza's stepson, Amichai Shtema, and daughter-in-law, Corey Shtema. Thank you so much, both of you, for joining us on Studio 2.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
First, you know, we are wondering, how is Ditza doing physically and emotionally?
She seems, I mean, we have a very short conversation. She seems she's doing all things considered fine. She looks good. She relatively sounds good. But we, you know, there's a very short conversation. She's still in the middle of evaluation, a medical evaluation, so we don't know what is the outcome of that going to be.
And do you all have a sense of when you might get a chance to talk with her again to get more information about her condition? Do you have point people, whether with the Israeli government or the American government, who can get you information? Sort of, what's the next step here, Corey?
Well, Ditza has four children of her own who are by her side, and we're there to welcome her. And so we're talking directly with other family members at this point.
Now there is. I'm sorry, Corey. Go on.
Yeah, sorry. And the advice to the families and to everyone is to really let people take their time to tell their own stories, how and when they are ready to do so.
Now, you said that she has family with her. How did you find out right away when Ditza was crossed over that Rafah border crossing?
We basically watched TV, live TV, and saw the images coming through from the time she was moving into the Red Cross ambulance in Gaza, crossing the border, going from the ambulance to the building, and then from the... So every step we watch it. It was actually the first time we have any indication she is alive. So actually,
wow.
October 7th, she was taken from her home, and no information until yesterday, basically. Zero information come from anywhere tell us that she is alive or what's her condition. And that's actually very important, because I think our main message is that the issues of the remaining hostages in Gaza should be is the top priority, should remain the top priority, because the and for those families are waiting for them. They have no information and they are in a complete dark. And this this is already more than 7 weeks of no information, and it's very painful for everybody. So I think first, if the hostages can remain the top priority in releasing them, and people who are, or those who are not released, be very helpful to the families in Israel to know what the situation is. So if they, Red Cross allowed to go and visit them or see what the condition and give some information to those families that don't know anything. Mm-hmm. And they're really suffering. So I think that's the two main issues here. Continue to release hostages and have information. The loved ones that are in captivity still, and the families don't know anything about what we're about.
And Corey, I want to bring you in here. We just heard about that vacuum of information. Part of your role, and you all have been very open through this, with the media in your community, is making sure that the rest of us are still thinking about this. What is your message to the, your neighbors, the Delaware Valley, moving forward over these next few weeks and months?
Yeah, thank you for asking. And our message is, like Amichai said, which he said very clearly so, is to really amplify those messages. We are grateful, very grateful to the media who have kept the hostages front and center. We're grateful to our elected representatives who have done so as well. And our message would be to continue to do so. We have now seen, many joyful people reunited. but some of them have family members who are still in captivity, families that have been separated, and those who remain actually outnumber those who have been reunited. So please do not forget the people who were there. Amichai and I will be continuing to be with our community on the front lines, showing their pictures and asking for their release. And please don't move on with the stories until every last one of them is home.
I can't imagine what this time has been like for you. When do you think you'll next be able to speak with Ditsa?
Well, we are waiting for our cue. Like I said, we're in very close touch with other members of the family who were there in Israel. Most of the family is in Israel. Like I said, she has four children of her own, and Amichai's two brothers are in Israel, 20 grandchildren and 8 great-grandchildren. And so we are waiting to take the cue from her children who are with her. And we hope to speak to her again soon. I mean, we hope to speak to her today or tomorrow or as soon as she's comfortable and able to do so. And we are just waiting to take our cue from them. And we hope that we'll be able to travel soon to see her as well. Our own children are very eager to see their Safta, their grandma. And as soon as we're able and she's up for it, we'll be there.
And finally, I imagine much of your energy over the last few weeks has been around trying to get Ditsa home. Now you have to think about what happens next, how your family, how she heals from this trauma. Have you allowed yourself, in about 30 seconds, have you allowed yourself to think about that journey ahead?
In terms of what's a journey for her forward, that's something that is still in the conversation with the family in Israel. Regarding ourselves here in Philadelphia, we'll continue, as Corey said, we're going to continue to, to stand for the hospital still there. We will continue the activities that we'll be able to do. And this interview that you're doing now is something we're willing and wish to continue doing, so bring keep the issue in top priority.
And if I could also
really quickly,
the question is, yes, the community in Neir Oz has also been harmed, right? A lot of the houses were set fire to,
kibbutz.
So there is a real question of whether they can, in fact, return there.
Return home.
So support for those communities is important, and the displaced people within Israel.
Thank you so much. That is Corey Shtema and Amichai Shtema speaking about their thankfully just released stepmother, Nitza Heyman. You have been listening to Studio 2 on WHYY. Stick with us.